Hey girl, hey, welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft, and it is the season for giving gifts. And guess what? Today I've got the most important gift of all, celebrity gossip. You're welcome. Today's topics, Olivia Jade is in trouble. Emily Ratajkowski has a message for Harvey Weinstein. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are so obsessed with their wedding that they're now spinning it into a reality TV career. Tinsley Mortimer is not leaving the Real Housewives of New York City. Juice WRLD's mom has spoken out about his death. And it's Tabloid Thursday, so I'm going to reveal my favorite tabloid cover for this week. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Clearly, my Olivia Jade prayer candles aren't working because it seems like our girl OJ is in deep trouble with her mom, Lori Loughlin. Olivia Jade, aka OJ, aka the beauty influencer YouTuber, aka my favorite college athlete, made her return to YouTube a couple weeks ago after taking 8 months off following the Varsity Blues college admissions scandal. And now reports are surfacing that her mom, Lori, is not happy about her being back on YouTube. In case you didn't know, Olivia's parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, are both currently gearing up to go to trial. Us Weekly summed up their charges saying, quote, "The pair were charged in March with fraud, money laundering, and bribery for allegedly paying $500,000 in bribes to get Olivia and her older sister Isabella, 21, into the prestigious University of Southern California by having them falsely designated as recruits for the crew team," end quote. Olivia remained silent on social media for 8 long months following the scandal, and even when she did come back to YouTube, I thought she remained pretty tight-lipped about the whole thing. But clearly that was not enough for Lori, who is allegedly pissed that OJ's back on YouTube. A source leaked to Us Weekly that, quote, "Lori was very clear in telling Olivia to remain quiet and not to do anything controversial." The source adds, quote, "Olivia's YouTube video was a big betrayal and cracks in the family are starting to show," end quote. Wow, I mean, listen, I watched OJ's video. It's pretty innocuous, but I wonder what part about the video bothered Lori so much. I mean, maybe was it the artwork on Olivia's wall that featured a portrait of Abraham Lincoln? Was that weird graffiti art supposed to be like a secret message to her fans or something? The Cut did a deep dive on the piece of art that hangs in the background of the video, describing it and saying, quote, "There appears to be a female figure in the upper left-hand corner of the canvas as well. Perhaps Marilyn Monroe? Words are spray-painted across their faces like clipped magazine headlines. Talking to, freedom, myself, because I am my own." The last word starts with con but is cut off by her shoulder. "Talking to myself because I am my own consultant" happens to be a Lil Wayne lyric. Perhaps Lil Wayne, Abraham Lincoln, and Marilyn Monroe all have something in common, and that's Olivia Jade? End quote. OJ stayed off social media for so long, I'd really be devastated if she took another break. I mean, Olivia, if you're listening, please keep posting your dumb makeup and self-tanner tutorials. Hey, do another Christmas gift haul where you brag about buying designer purses with your own money that you earn from doing YouTube. And while you're at it, maybe accidentally say something incriminating about your parents. Come on, just do it. Put your parents in jail. Come on. Just a heads up, this next topic is about Harvey Weinstein. Yesterday, some pretty disappointing news about Harvey Weinstein surfaced that basically revealed he likely won't have to admit to any wrongdoing or even spend a dime of his own money when it comes to the settlement between his company and the victims of his sexual misconduct. According to the New York Times, his company's insurance would pay the $25 million tentative settlement and, quote, "the deal would bring to an end nearly every such lawsuit against him and his former company," end quote. Rightfully, people are upset about Harvey possibly getting off so lightly. Last night, Emily Ratajkowski expressed what a lot of us were thinking when she walked the red carpet for the film Uncut Gems. The actress and model posed on the carpet and revealed a message written in marker on her arm that just said, "F*** Harvey." For the record, I agree with Emrata's arm. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra had no less than 8,000 wedding celebrations last year, so I guess it makes sense that they're spinning their wedding brand into a full-fledged reality show. According to TV Line, Nick and Priyanka just got a wedding-themed reality show greenlit by Amazon Prime. TV Line said, quote, "The streamer on Wednesday announced that it has greenlit the untitled Priyanka Chopra Jonas / Nick Jonas Sanjeet project, a reality competition series EP'd by the A-list couple and inspired by an Indian pre-wedding tradition called the Sanjeet. The Sanjeet, which takes place the night before the ceremony, bringing together the families of the betrothed for a performance-filled evening of song and dance, played a pivotal role in the duo's own lavish nuptials last year," end quote. Priyanka Chopra Jonas posted a screenshot of the Deadline article that announced the show to her Instagram and wrote in a caption saying, quote, "At our wedding, both of our families came together to perform a Sanjeet, a performance, dance-off competition style, that celebrated our love story, one of the most unforgettable moments from a very special time in our lives. At Nick Jonas and I are excited to announce a new currently untitled project, we're still working on it, that celebrates the love and magic that comes from friends and family that join together through music and dance the night before a wedding. It's our hashtag Sanjeet project. Happy 1 year anniversary, baby," end quote. I mean, it's kind of a genius idea for a reality show. People are obsessed with Priyanka and Nick, and who doesn't love a dance competition reality show? I mean, come on. Damn, Nick and Priyanka did all that publicity surrounding their wedding last year, and now they're like majorly cashing in on it. I guess Nick and Priyanka are bona fide geniuses. They're like the smartest people in Hollywood. Who knew?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What you just heard is me breathing for the first time in weeks. I've been holding my breath ever since Tinsley Mortimer got engaged in November because I thought it meant she was quitting the Real Housewives of New York. Well, folks, we can all breathe again because Tins isn't going anywhere. Praise the Lord, Dale. If you have no idea who I'm talking about and you're not a Roni head, I deeply apologize. Personally, I'm neck deep in every single Real Housewives franchise, and if you are too, you know just how important the socialite Tinsley Mortimer is to the current Real Housewives of New York dynamic. Tinsley's been in the public eye for a long time, so maybe you've heard of her because she's a wealthy socialite, she loves a red carpet, But in my personal opinion, she's really starting to hit her stride now that she's given us two gorgeous seasons of Real Housewives television. So obviously I'm thrilled that she's going to be continuing on as a Real Housewife. Her Chicago-based fiance is this guy, Scott Kluth, the CEO of this company called Coupon Cabin. They've been on and off for a while now, but finally did get engaged last month while in Chicago. Since Tinsley was planning on moving to Chicago, everyone started saying she was going to leave her Bravo show. This claim seemed all but solidified when the cast of Real Housewives of New York were seen on a trip to Mexico without her. I mean, I believed it. I fully grieved her loss. I thought she was out of my reality TV viewing cycle forever. Even Luann De La Seps talked about how Tinsley wasn't filming anymore during a cabaret performance over the weekend. I mean, we all thought she was done. We thought she was out. We thought she was in Chicago. But well, folks, Tinsley has finally spoken out and she's saying she's not going anywhere. And honestly, I feel 1,000 pounds lighter. In an exclusive with People.com, Tinsley said, quote, "Scott and I have been celebrating our engagement in Chicago, where I will soon call home." She then added, "As with many relationships, life does not completely stop for love, which is why I will continue to honor my work commitments in NYC while Scott focuses on Coupon Cabin's busy season in Chicago," end quote. She then went on to say that Scott never gave her an ultimatum between being with him or being on the show. So I guess we can all sleep soundly tonight. Listen, do I think it's healthy to commute all the way to New York just to be on a reality show with some truly awful human beings? Absolutely not. But do I need Tinsley to be healthy? No. I need her to be on TV to help feed into my reality TV addiction, where I pretend to know people and I pretend like they're my friends, and then I judge them. As you know, we reported earlier this week that 21-year-old rapper Juice WRLD passed away this past weekend after suffering convulsions and going into cardiac arrest at a Chicago airport. Well, according to TMZ, Juice WRLD's death was allegedly drug-related. They wrote, quote, "We are told at some point between the plane landing and the feds conducting their search, Juice was seen swallowing several Percocet pills in what people believed was an attempt to hide them. Our sources say the pills might have contributed to his death in a possible OD," end quote. While an official cause of death hasn't been determined yet, Juice WRLD's mother, Carmela Wallace, has spoken out about her son's death, telling TMZ, quote, "We loved Gerard with all of our hearts and cannot believe our time with him has been cut short. As he often addressed in his music and to his fans, Gerard battled with prescription drug dependency," end quote. Truly heartbreaking. Carmela then added, quote, "Addiction knows no boundaries, and its impact goes way beyond the person fighting it. Gerard was a son, brother, grandson, friend, and so much more to so many people who wanted more than anything to see him defeat addiction." The grieving mother also stated, quote, "We hope the conversations he started in his music and his legacy will help others win their battles, as that is what he wanted more than anything," end quote. If you're like me and you have garbage instead of brains, you know that all the best pieces of published literature come out on Thursdays. And when I say published literature, of course I mean tabloids. Hello, print media is not dead, okay? Blood is still coursing mightily into the little glossy headlines that wait for you patiently next to gum at the grocery store. So who knows? I might not do this every week, but this week is a special treat. I'm doing a segment I call Tabloid Thursday.
It's Tabloid Thursday.
Okay, so I've been pouring through all of the tabloid covers from this week. Shout out to Oh No They Didn't for always providing a wonderful tabloid roundup. And I do have to admit, I have a favorite tabloid this week. I have a favorite cover, I should say. But first, Let me go through some of the honorable mentions, okay? The second runner-up is going to go to OK Magazine for their cover that features Chip and Joanna Gaines with the headline Christmas on the Farm. And there's a subheader that reads Kids, Cookies, and Caroling. Listen, this doesn't have a lot of drama in it. It's pretty wholesome. That's why it's not number one. But I gotta say, I appreciate the Christmas spirit and I love Chip and Joanna Gaines, unless they're problematic, in which case I fully am ready to disown them. But until that happens, this cover is getting a third place prize for today. They just look nice. They're like a nice couple. I wouldn't buy this magazine, but I would look at it at the grocery store and just kind of, I would smile. It would make me smile. Okay, the first runner-up is going to Globe, which has a huge headline on the front that just reads, in all caps, Epstein murder files vanish from FBI vault. It also has a picture of Will and Jada kind of small in the corner with a tiny headline that says, Will and Jada, jealousy and separate lives. I mean, listen, we're not super talking about Epstein on this podcast, but this cover has Epstein conspiracies and Will and Jada conspiracies. I mean, get you a tabloid that can do both, you know? So while this isn't like my number one favorite, it's getting second place. And the winner of the very prestigious award that I just made up called Tabloid Thursday is the cover of, are you ready? Us Weekly. Congratulations, Us Weekly. You win the Tabloid Thursday award for best cover because you're doing the best. You're doing the most. You've got a cover that's so ominous and it features a photoshopped picture of Olivia Jade with her mom, Lori Loughlin, ominously looming in the background. I know we already talked about Olivia Jade and Lori Loughlin today, so I won't go too deep into this whole thing, but the headline reads, Lori Loughlin betrayed, a daughter's revenge. The picture is just so good. Like, it's definitely not a picture they posed for together. And OJ looks like just this perfect little angel in the foreground. And Lori's in the background just looking so evil. And oh my God, they picked the perfect shot where her eyes just look dead into the camera and she has this like flat smile. I love it. Congratulations, Us Weekly. You really earned it this week. That's our show. Thanks for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me. I'm at Kate Raft on everything. We also have social media accounts for the show now, so go ahead and give us a follow. We're at Celeb Ride Home on both Twitter and Instagram. Thanks to Ride Home Media and, of course, to my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. And hey, have you thought about maybe giving us a review? Because, like, that would be so cool. All right. Tune back in tomorrow for an all-new episode of Celeb News Ride Home. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.